Hey, Frank.
Hey, Roger.
Yeah, can I see you in my office for a minute?
Sure. Hey, Stu, can you wash these parts for me for a minute? Don't forget to cut the clutch.
Yeah, have a seat.
What's up, boss?
Yeah, we're making some cutbacks.
Oh, I know you're not talking about me. I mean, 15 years. I've got seniority, right?
Hey, I'm gonna have to let you go.
I got kids, man.
It is what it is.
He's depressing in the dumps, victim of a falling economy, got bumped off the assembly line and he feels like a chump. Wonder how he's gonna bring turkey for the giving of presents for the receiving, this sucks. Wonder if Obama has to go without and explain to his children how Santa must have missed the route. I don't think so, he's much too proud to admit defeat or even accept handouts. So he tells his wife that everything panned out at the plant and Christmas is on his plan. Tears of joy fill her eyes, but inside he feels even worse for lying and he wants to die. He pretends to go to work every day, but he's not going to work. He's just wasting away in the front seat of a parking lot up the street, where he punches the steering wheel repeatedly saying, why me?
Sometimes it gets real hard when you got no money and you got no job and you got no reason to be celebrating, and it seems like you're in a hopeless situation. Sometimes it gets real hard when you got no money and you got no job and you got no reason to be celebrating, and it seems like you're in a hopeless situation.
Got your headlights turned off for radio too, with the garage door closed so we get all the fumes. Windows down so the exhaust gets through, and on the windshield, man, fucking Christmas, boo. This is my gift to the bitch that ruined it all. Fuck monoxide, this is straight from Paul. I probably should have seen all the writing on the wall in the beginning when the cell phone calls didn't diminish and you didn't have a job. So what, your work buddies just one of the many people you was putting above me. I was thinking it was lovely when it was really a laughable situation. So now an ugly end is what you're facing. Case in point, in a minute you'll be dead, and in an hour after that all your family's coming in, and in an hour after that it's on the evening news that the Christmas blues was the reason I killed you.
Sometimes it gets real hard when you got no money and you got no job and you got no reason to be celebrating, and it seems like you're in a hopeless situation. Sometimes it gets real hard when you got no money and you got no job and you got no reason to be celebrating, and it seems like you're in a hopeless situation.
I don't give a fuck, I've been working up in here for 7 years. This motherfucker just fired me like I ain't none but a piece of shit. There's a fucking loyalty issue here, baby. I gotta go in there and handle my business.
It looks like he's got a fucking gun.
I got something for all you motherfuckers. All you motherfuckers. What?
Hit it all on red. She said, mama gotta pay the bills. 4 miles to feed at a house up on the hills. Husband a reserve in the army and was called in 2 months ago in the night while they were sleeping. Was a medic in the army and a doctor in the States. Life was that oyster with money to take a chase. Take a page out the book of happily ever after, till a phone call turned the fantasy into disaster. Was a sergeant of the army on the other end. Said he had a little information on her husband. Brace yourself, ma'am. Take a seat. Your husband has died in service of the country. We will send his remains and his personal effects to his last residence. I think that's your address. So she's out gambling just to help her forget that she ain't told the kids that their father's dead yet.
Sometimes it gets real hard when you got no money and you got no job and you got no reason to be celebrating, and it seems like you're in a hopeless situation.